You're listening to your new Best Friends podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Abby and Mike.
Mike's hot. Not you, though.
Hilarious, but hurtful.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of your new Best Friends podcast, where we're here to fill that void in your life.
I watch Umbrella Academy.
Mm-hmm. I've heard about it.
Mm-hmm. You're Tabby, by the way.
That's Michael.
Yes. And I gotta tell you, I like it.
Okay.
I don't love it yet. I'm only one episode in, but it has potential.
Oh. You're coming to me like you binged a season. And...
Oh, no. That's an hour long. I don't have that much time.
Oh, my gosh. It's an hour an episode?
Roughly.
Oh, boy.
At least the first one was. And, yeah, it kind of got me thinking.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what it's about?
Not even a little, but I've heard people talk good things about it, so...
More or less, well, from what I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Superhero-ish.
Oh.
Oh.
You've lost me.
I'm sorry. I am so sorry.
Please, come on.
We had a superhero question before. I believe we asked, what would your power be? Not like the main ones, but like, you know, like a less than ideal one.
Right.
Now, I never got to figure out what you'd wear as a superhero.
Oh... Like my costume?
Kind of your costume and your name, too. I don't think we did names before.
Ooh. So, do you want to go first? I feel like you put some thought into it. Give me a few.
Actually, I put zero thought into it.
Oh,
we discussed
this
the other day, and I said, got it. And that's the last I thought of it.
So, I'd like to, this is coming off the cuff here, be called probably superhero Tabby Cat.
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel as though I have to play into the cat role now.
Yes, you're very, like... typecast it into a...
Yeah, so I'm gonna need long nails.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to go the Catwoman route.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't want to have that persona going.
You're dangerously close.
Yeah, I know. I'm skating on thin ice.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to feel like Batman, you know, where, like, I don't have the superhero abilities. I just have all the tools necessary.
To be a cat.
No, not to be a cat.
Oh.
No. I'm a superhero.
Tabby Cat.
Tabby Cat.
What's your power? Do you remember?
No. Do you remember yours?
Yes, I do.
What was it?
Mine was to be able to understand and relate to everybody.
Oh.
It was a bad one, but I thought if I like, again, how I explained it to myself is that if you're talking to somebody and nothing is more like, you don't get a better feeling than when you tell somebody something and they understand exactly where you're coming from.
Okay.
And I thought that would be a good superpower to have.
How are you going to save the world with that? Just, like, emotionally start rescuing people?
Kind of. And then, like, once you get in, like, if you get to, like, a person, like, high enough, and, like, they can just look at you, say something, and you know exactly what they're talking about, they're like, this fucking guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'll get somewhere very high just all knowing what people are talking about. Like, this guy fucking gets it. That's me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what mine was?
No, I do not.
Yeah, I don't remember either. And if I had to take a stab in the dark of what I would have chose... probably be to, like, fly. Or I bet you I picked teleport.
Why?
Well, because I could teleport anywhere I want.
I think that counts as, like, a main one that you can't pick.
What?
Like, you're flying, you're teleporting, you're superhuman strength, like, reading minds, all that stuff doesn't count.
So I need to pick, like, a useless superhero ability.
Yeah. What Carrot Top would have?
What?
Carrot Top is a superhero to me.
Why?
He's actually one of my idols. I never told you because I don't want you to make fun of me.
Whoops, here we are.
Don't make fun.
I'm not making fun, but how is he a superhero?
Like, you saw what he looked like before, right?
Yeah.
You see what he looks like now.
I've seen the man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He got successful looking like that, and now he's transformed himself.
Right, because of his money.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So that's what you'll do... With our money.
With our money?
Mm-hmm.
You don't give me any money.
No, the money we're going to make.
Yes, you don't give me any.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's $51.49.
I wish you wouldn't say that.
I'll
On
cut that.
Record.
I'll cut that.
No, you do not cut that. No, we keep that. People need to know how selfish you are.
There's a reason why. You wanna?
No, yeah, 100%.
Sure. So the reason that it's 51-49 is because Mike has threatened... No. Mm-hmm. Mike has threatened that the second someone tries to buy the podcast, he's going to sell out.
Hard. Snoop Dogg level like, selling out.
For like $50,000, he'll just sell the whole damn thing. So mm-hmm. I told him he can't be in full control of our podcast. And that's where we are. And he likes to say that he's 51 and I'm 49 all the time mm-hmm. to make himself feel better. And I just go with it. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, we know, boo.
We know. You're going to get your chimichanga poisoned if you keep this up.
Okay, so what would be your name?
I want a theme. It has to be a theme costume, almost like yours. Mm-hmm. I want to be some type of, like, royalty.
Okay.
I have a black and gold cape. I want to be named Lord...
Farquaad.
No, Lord Sexington.
Really?
Perfect. Capital S, small e, capital X, Ington.
Dash Ington.
Yeah, exactly. That's my persona.
Does the Lord have an E at the end?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bitch.
What? She sucked.
She has a U in her name, too.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does.
No.
I don't know.
She has some thick thighs, but that's besides the point.
Stop. Okay. Jesus.
Anyway, I can't stop degrading women.
I know.
And I apologize.
It gets harder and harder to do this podcast with you as the days go on.
But you put me in my place, right?
Yeah.
Nah. Nah, you don't. But yes.
Mm-hmm.
Black cape.
No, black trim. And gold cape, yeah, you
black,
said. That's...
No, like black, all black with gold around the edges.
Okay.
Gold trim.
Mm-hmm.
Just tight little number I'm wearing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
As it should be.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a full body spandex suit, but what color?
Black.
Oh.
But all my hot spots are in gold.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So the crotch and your nipples.
Yes, and the butthole.
Just the hole.
Yes, like it actually goes up underneath a little bit where the actual hole resides.
Gotcha.
Yes, not just the butthole.
Mm-hmm.
Then okay. I walk around the mall and try to catch women staring at my bulge.
I gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I saw somebody who did a spoof on that, and they mm-hmm. literally just taped their iPhone to their crotch, and then just like, of course, everybody's looking at it.
You know what? They could be doing that for real.
Who? Oh, the one that you watch?
Yeah.
Yeah. They could have a phone taped to their crotch and then make you think, like, you know, my big, huge 9-inch dick's getting looks all day long.
Or even like a t-shirt that says, like...
Look at my crotch?
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
You know, I would. I would look, too.
Honestly, I would wear that shirt.
You don't want attention on your crotch.
I don't not want it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? Like, what the hell? Maybe you spell crotch wrong. Maybe you put an asterisk where the O is so people don't really know what you're saying. Look at my crotch. And then when people say that to you, you say, look at my crotch. And then you turn to your partner and go, here she is.
That's dumb.
No.
I am so sorry.
I like to use my t-shirts to make statements.
I think we're ready.
Are we?
I think so.
We barely answered your question.
Yeah. Do we ever fully answer anything? Ooh, gross. Your bodily functions upset me. I never, I mean never, disrespect you in such a way. All right, I'm ready.
Timmy, I got gas.
That one didn't make it, although I'm sure I've said it many
times. No, it did make it, and it's a clip on Instagram.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
What?
You don't even listen to the clips I put up?
The audio clips?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Then you'd know that I put that up, like, last week.
That one must have slipped by.
Yeah, slipped by. You know what this one was I put up yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
Oh, God. Barrel of laughs is what it was.
Nice. Okay. Hey, YNBF. I'm suffering a double standard in my house with my wife. We have both continued to work through the pandemic. I work from home for an answering service.
Mm-mm.
My wife works in a grocery store. She manages the place and has to deal with freight and annoying customers. We are always arguing about who works harder.
Ooh.
When she gets home, she is exhausted. When I get done with work, I'm tired. If she falls asleep before me, I cover her up, make her comfortable in her lazy boy chair. If I fall asleep before her, I get the third degree and bitch dad about how I should go to bed earlier so I'm not so tired or go to sleep in our bedroom because I'm snoring too loudly and is interrupting her watching TV after work. Mm. Please help. P.S. Love you guys.
Thank you for the
submission. Thank you for your submission.
Ooh. The old work from home versus real world work.
Mm-hmm. And plus it's a woman working, you know what I mean? So that must really tickle your fancy, right, Michael?
What does that mean?
It means that, you know.
No, I mean, you tickle my fancy. What is that? What exactly does that mean? You're throwing that around like you know what it means, and I'd like to hear it.
Well, I meant it in a funny way, because I know that it does not tickle your fancy.
I love women.
In fact, it triggers the more I say it,
yeah.
The more I believe it.
I do. Everybody knows. I'm married to one.
It's so obvious.
Mm-hmm.
I hang out with you.
I mean.
You barely count me as a woman.
Yeah.
Bitch.
No, that's good, though.
No.
Yeah.
It's not.
I don't see sex when I look at you. I see a person with a pure soul, like mm-hmm. purified water.
Mm-hmm.
I see a strong, mm-hmm. sturdy bitch.
Sturdy bitch.
No, but yeah, you're like my dude. I know you are a female, but...
Uh-huh.
Like, ooh, if you were to...
When men say female like that, I'm just telling you, it hurts the ears.
Does it?
It does.
What am I supposed to say?
Woman.
I mean...
That's what it is. You asked what you should say, that's what you should say.
Unfortunately, uh-huh. I won't be saying that.
I will make no changes to accommodate the new social norms
But know
whatsoever.
That I've thought about it.
Well, that's good. I mean, we got to start somewhere.
Now, anyway...
Mm-hmm.
So women be working.
Yup.
I get it.
Yup.
But this is a whole thing for me. The whole work from home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear a word from anybody who works from home about how tired you are.
Really?
Not one word. And I've heard in the past that you actually work harder from home than you do at your normal job because the lines of start and end are blurrier.
Right.
But... If you don't have to put on pants to go to work,
mm-hmm.
and you wake up and you're at work, you gotta leave me alone and shut up.
Really? Even if it's a mentally taxing job?
Let's say
you were an at-home therapist all day long,
mm-hmm.
and you're mentally drained at the end of your day.
Yep, and as soon as 5 o'clock hits off, I take off my Dockers and put on my slippers, I can't complain. Like, I've never left the house. I'm in the comfort of the most desired place I want to be at all day, yes.
So mentally taxing and physically taxing are not equivalent to you?
No.
Oh, my.
Are you?
Oh, absolutely.
Please, go on.
There can be something that's absolutely mentally taxing on you, even though it's not physically draining you at all,
mm-hmm.
and you can still be just depleted in energy. Even though you didn't actually physically exert yourself, it's still mentally depleted your energy count for the day.
Hmm. But no, I get what you're saying. But to me, the physical
mm-hmm.
is far worse than the mental.
I mean,
yeah.
Your girl's a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah.
I was just lugging around hamsters and...
God, just really steering into that lesbian lifestyle.
Is that what lesbians are known to do?
Just caring for animals and, like... Being mm-hmm. really hypersensitive?
Oh.
Yeah.
So you were halfway a lesbian then, if you were hypersensitive when you were a child?
Is that what you're saying I was?
I am.
I was then, yes.
Call me a lesbian.
Mm-hmm. I loved softball, fruity drinks, mm-hmm. pool. I like playing pool. That's a lesbian thing, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
I never heard that. I would think like a lesbian game would be softball.
Yeah, it is.
Soccer.
No, not soccer.
Basketball.
Could be some, like, field hockey or hacky
sack. Or rugby. I would never want to get into it with a rugby girl. Mean looking. Not looking, but they're tough.
Not looking. They're tough. Why
like
do you assume they're tough?
Huh?
Why do you assume they're tough?
Because they beat the shit out of each other on the field. Have you ever watched?
I have.
My God.
It is sexy, though.
You wouldn't want to play rugby with them either.
Oh, my God. It would be a cakewalk.
A cakewalk. Are you crazy?
You find me the toughest rugby female player.
Okay.
And I will slap her in the chooch so hard, and then she'll leave me alone.
That's not what you get to do. You got to play by the rules.
Yeah, the rules are chooch slapping is
those
optional.
Women will outrun you.
Yeah, is that true?
They will absolutely annihilate you on the field. I promise you, I would go out of my way to find a rugby league, talk to those women, and say, can we pop him in one game for one round just so he can be proven wrong on a team in like a scrimmage? Just so
I'll roll up in their practice wearing a skirt and just embarrass them all.
Embarrass.
You go find a gang of rugby
them
chicks.
Them all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please.
If COVID wasn't popping right now and there were no sport leagues.
Yes. Get the listeners to help you do this. Set this up.
I don't even.
We can YouTube this and just watch me destroy some women's dreams. I've got a bad wheel and I will destroy these women.
A bad wheel?
Yeah, my knee hurts. What? I'm just saying. I'm not at peak physical condition.
We
but...
know.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sweaty sometimes, okay?
So I get a little out of breath.
Yeah.
Big whoop.
Yeah, I almost blacked up zipping up my pants. Who's asking?
Yeah, so you'd be absolutely annihilated and creamed.
Creamed? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not in your pants in a good way.
Oh, then no, that's not true.
No, yeah, yeah. 100% that's the truth.
They're all getting creamed.
We're allowed to say creamed.
Perfect.
Cream pie.
Oh.
Cream cake. Ice cream cake.
Not a fan of cream pies, my friend.
Me neither.
Okay, good.
I don't even know why someone thought, you know what we should do? Take graham crackers and put whipped cream in it.
What? Oh, we are on the same... We're on the wrong cream pie. Graham crackers. I'm like orgasming in pee. Oh! Ooh, did we catch it?
Oh, boy.
Yes.
That's a whole Sunny episode.
That was. I forgot that one.
You're not a fan of cream pies?
Wait, which? Neither.
Okay, yes. I want to touch on both.
Okay, I wish you wouldn't.
Let's start with...
Sure, go ahead.
So the graham crackers with whipped cream, not a fan? I just don't even know why someone thought to do that. Like, no. That's like the poorest, I think, idea that someone had.
Poor?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like that's like a, we don't have anything sweet to serve with dinner, so we're gonna...
Okay, yeah, just it's lacking. Although I do like pudding pie.
Eh.
Yeah, I know, but...
I don't even...
The heart wants what it
that
wants.
One also. Mm-hmm. Someone went, you know what this pudding needs? A hard crust.
And it's good.
It's not bad.
To the very end, you gotta
But it's
chill
just
it.
Like, don't... If you present that to me... If I came to your house for dinner, and you came out with a pudding pie to me, I'd be pissed.
I'd throw, like, a box of Famous Amos cookies at you, and you'd be happy.
So you don't... Cream pies.
The sexual act.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why are you not a fan of that?
I don't know. It's the same reason why if you gave me the option, I wouldn't even want to orgasm in a girl's mouth. Like, it just feels unnecessary.
To finish inside?
Yes.
Why?
Like, why? I don't know. It just doesn't... I don't know. It's all messy and yucky.
See, now as a lesbian, that's like a dream.
That I can just finish inside you
oh
with, like,
my gosh.
No cleanup?
Yeah, well, not even about the cleanup. It has nothing to do with cleanup.
Oh, it doesn't?
No. And you know what? I don't really know where it comes from. But what I would do, what I would give... No.
Oh. Like, damn balls. Damn, girl.
We have got to get you edumacated. No, but, like, I would love to be able to... Like, you know what it is? It's dick envy. First and foremost, it's dick envy. The fact that, like, you can just easily have sex and you have a sexual organ that can go inside and just sex is a breeze... First and foremost, I'm envious. Okay? And then the fact that, like, you can finish inside. Like, they can feel you. Like, what a connection, I think, is what it is. I think you just take it for granted.
I think you think it's something more than it is. It's not like I orgasm and then, like, we're bonded by, like, this energy where we lock eyes and, like, we can't stop looking at each other.
But that's what the end of every lesbian sex is like.
No.
Yes.
No.
Maybe not every, but very close.
How does it end? I feel like you guys just, like, slap on top of each other and, like, like, fan off your genitals.
Fan off? Could you, what?
I just figured, like, all the friction would be so hot that, like, it's, like, warm to the touch. So you have to, like,
small
just cool it
fires.
Down. Like a damp cloth.
So you think we each need to take a damp cloth?
I think it'd be smart to.
At the end. So you think that's what, like, the pro lesbians do? These are, like, the Olympian?
Like, if this was a porn, as soon as they said cut, like, three damp towels fly into the scene, and then everybody just cools it off. You know, like, when you put the hot frying pan in the sink and turn on the water.
And the steam just...
Yeah.
You know, My pussy's sore.
Exactly. We were really slapping lips there for a minute. I think it went back in time. I'm not even sure.
Wouldn't it be the same principle from, like, heterosexual sex?
No, because there's, like, just... moisture in the inside.
Wait, what?
On the vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's double the moisture, if anything else.
Yeah, but you can't get moisture outside of your vagina.
Yes, you can. What?
What? You can coat your outside?
You know how messy it gets? This is a topic for another day.
we are way off. Anyway, working from home is, like, the worst. Yes, working from home is... I despise you. Anybody who does it, I think your job is fool's gold, and I will not treat you with respect.
That's because you do physical labor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're bitter.
Yeah.
You're a little bitter Betty.
Mm-hmm. And you're not?
Not even a little bit, and I do physical labor, too.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody has it harder than I do, or not as hard as I do, and they should be treated different. We're all showing up to do something we don't want to do.
Mm. So yeah, I am on the side of, I'm not going to say she deserves to be mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying she should probably be a little more understanding, because it is it's stressful either way. It's more salty. I'm salty that you get to work from home.
So to me, it sounds like, there's some animosity in the couple itself.
Ooh.
Because you guys should be viewing one another as equals. You're each working, you're each contributing, you're each doing something. So there needs to be a respect that, you know, one is mentally draining and one is physically draining. But we're both being drained, so we need to support each other and help rejuvenate and recharge each other. Because that's what a teamwork marriage is. You know what I mean? You guys are there to lift each other up, not bring each other down.
How about this? How about the one who works from home gives the other one a foot massage, while the one getting the foot massage listens to the other one bent.
That's a good one. Maybe the one who is at home all day cooks, and then the one after they eat does the dishes, or...
What a raw deal.
Why?
I'll cook up a storm if I don't have to clean up.
Really?
All day.
See, now, I'd much rather just do the dishes.
Oh.
You wanna do this?
Seriously.
Let's do this.
I got some cold towels.
we could be mound pounding. Okay, well, I think we're ready.
I think we helped that one.
I don't think you contributed a cent to that conversation.
Hmm.
You sat here talking about how you're bitter about at-home employees.
I said the foot massage
thing. And I'm
out
here like a marriage counselor. I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you that. Good job, Michael.
Okay.
Okay, we ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, Tabby. Hey, Mike. 28 female here. Last night, after months of fighting it, I called my ex up for a snuggle session. He texted back, on my way, instantly. I cheated on him in the past, and that's why we are no longer together. I still love him, but I know I did wrong. Anyway, he comes by and gives me some of the best sex I've ever had. I fell right to sleep after. When I woke up the next morning, he was gone. What I found out when I got home from work was that he had cut my phone charger, all cords leading to my TV, and my refrigerator cord as well.
Diabolical.
I don't want to press charges, but I feel torn.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for the submission.
Oh, there's so much to unpack here.
So first things first, do you think they said after months of fighting it, so you think it's only been months since they broke up?
I believe so.
Okay.
I'm assuming he broke up with her because of the cheating?
Well, I mean, she cheated, so it's over.
Yes.
So this was revenge.
Mm-hmm. So he was probably saving that dick in hopes. He gave her that sweet night-night dick, that good, like, go-to-sleep dick. Where you sit on the edge of the bed and just look over your shoulder like, yeah, good night. Good night forever.
Like, he just, like, left in the night after he cut all the cords.
Mm-hmm.
He literally cut all ties. Bump, bump.
Well done. Well done. Okay.
Ugh.
I've never heard of anybody doing that kind of revenge. That's That's like, I mean, we had the superhero question at the beginning. Mm-hmm. That's like, that's the kind of petty villain that you need. That's like your arch nemesis.
It has now become an arch nemesis, I think, but it's the, okay, so I feel like the two things that really hurt were the refrigerator and the TV. I mean, you could live through the phone charger.
Yeah.
Right? That's no biggie. Who the fuck cares? But the TV, the fridge.
All cords leading to, depends on how many things she got in there. He cut all of them.
Yeah.
I had to replace a refrigerator cord one time.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually cheaper than you think, but I got electrocuted.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's like $25.
Still here.
Yeah. Yeah. Still chugging along.
Still
but yeah, to cut
along.
It. So she went to work all day not knowing that her fridge wasn't on. So he
fridge
ruined
is gone.
Everything
oh.
in there.
Fantastic.
Oh my God.
This is probably, do you think that, I feel as though my chopping onions and leaving a can of tuna fish in someone's mm-hmm. car is pretty good. But this one comes very, very close. I might start telling people about this one.
Okay.
Although I feel like this is definitely, the fact that she doesn't want to press charges, mm-hmm. he's very fortunate that she doesn't want to press charges, because that's vandalism in a sense.
I would feel like
the only way is how do you prove it, I guess.
I deserve that for cheating. Like, I feel like this
yeah,
is
Yeah, I think
being
the listener feels
now.
That way, too. That's why she doesn't want to press charges.
Yeah. So I would just eat it and go, yeah, okay, we're good.
Really? So, like, let's say the TV was, we're just going to say $400.
Mm-hmm.
And the fridge is another, let's say, $500.
Mm-hmm.
So you're out almost $1,000 in damages. And then couple in all other cords, could have been the blender, the microwave, like, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
And you think that's...
All the food in the fridge.
All the... True, yep. All the food in your fridge.
God forbid you had medication or something. Yeah, I mean...
You think that's...
I think it comes with the territory.
Pay? I think... I think...
Well, the broken
I don't think
heart?
It's right that he did it, mm-hmm. but I think she took a huge gamble by... I mean, now let's talk for a second the fact that she cheated on him
mm-hmm.
and then calls him up for snuggles and mm-hmm. sex.
No, didn't say sex, just said snuggles.
She said best sex of her life.
Well, I'm going to assume that snuggles...
Led
different.
To the sex.
Yes.
But either way, okay, well, she didn't call him up for for sex, but
no,
she called
did.
Him... What?
Snuggles is just a code word for sex. Where are you at?
But you just told...
Follow along.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I lose myself so often and so frequently, and you're mm-hmm. just so smart and good at what you do.
I'm a man.
It hurts. My agita. Yeah, I think that's I'm sorry, listener, but that's a pretty manipulative thing that you cheated on him, mm-hmm. obviously broke his heart. You said you still love him, okay, but months go by and then you call him up and or text him and want to see him for, like, come on.
Mm.
That's fucked up. Let him move on. I'm not going to say what he did was right,
yeah.
but I'm also just going to say,
Have you ever had a clean breakup? Like, we're done, and then that's all contact, nothing ever again.
No.
I can't say that I have either.
No, there's always been someone who reached out after,
mm-hmm.
at some point, or during the breakup period. Do you think that there's ever an appropriate amount of time where an ex can reach out to you after a breakup? Where it's like, they can be perceived as a, I don't want to say non-threatening, but a non-romantic way to reach out.
What, like later on?
Yeah, like, so okay, so I broke up with someone
mm-hmm.
Over a year ago,
mm-hmm.
and they reached out to me during quarantine,
mm-hmm.
and it came off mm-hmm. as a very caring, like, hey, just checking in, making sure you're doing okay, you know, like, I have access to supplies if you need any supplies.
Mm-hmm.
Came off as very, like, benign.
Okay.
But then it very quickly was exposed that it was not a benign
mm-hmm.
situation, and this was just a perfect opportunity to reach out. Do you think that there's ever a time that, like, enough time can, like, we're talking over a year had lapsed.
Ooh, how intense was his love?
Not very.
Then I think a year is long enough. I'm surprised that they still were holding the flame. I mean...
Or do you think they were just shooting their shot?
I mean, you got to, though, right?
But then why even... So then basically, once we fucked,
mm-hmm.
we can never go back. Is that what you... Would you agree with that? There's always going to be a potential, like, we're always sort of half side-eyeing each other.
Once you've seen each other naked and been inside each other,
mm-hmm.
like, that's always on the table.
On the table?
Yes, and regardless of what your situation is.
Okay.
It's not the whole process of I have to do this and wine and dine her. it's come over, let's fuck. Like, we can just pick up where we left off. It's like, to be continued after the sex.
Okay, so now there's a comfort, you'd say.
Of course, like, you know.
No, I feel like if you've had, like, I don't want to say, like, your heart broken, but if you've been in a situation where you're just so, like, you become, the rose-colored glasses come off where you no longer see them. Because I have that. I have an ex where I couldn't see them sexually or romantically, no matter how hard you tried. And I don't know if that's just from, like, truly moving on and just not seeing them in that way. But that's one of the few people I could say, I could be friends, we could be friends. And there would be no romantic, like, oh, it's always on the side, you know what I mean? Whereas I think with a lot of my other exes, if they were to reach out or anything, I would always be like, what are we doing here? This isn't working.
Now, is that because, like, just because you are emotionally done doesn't mean the other person is either. And I don't care if they say they are.
Right.
There's got to be something.
You know, you say that. And I would agree with you. Ordinarily, and 100% I'd be on your side. But because I think I'm in that field of, like, well, I can speak only for myself and say I don't feel a lick of it, that I just assume they either reciprocated or they're going to respect the way I feel and it won't sway in either direction. But that same ex who reached out to me, I don't feel any type of romantic way about them. And I think I had the same, like, same preconceived notion of, like, all right, well, I can be friends with this ex, so let me see if this one would be okay to be friends with too. And then it was just like, oh, no. So now I don't think I could be friends with any of them.
See, I think that's the difference. I think you saying you don't feel any romantic feelings for them. I don't think you have to have romantic feelings to have sex with somebody.
I agree with that.
So I think it could just be as simple as I'm bored and I want my pants off and I want pleasure. Like, get over here. It's like, you be my vibrator tonight, basically. Like, I want nothing to do with you but to fuck me and then go home.
Which is nice.
I
But not with what our listener did. I don't think what our listener did. I think the fact that she reached out to an ex who they were in love and you cheated and you broke their heart and then thought it would be, like, appropriate to be like, even though I can see that the listener said that they resisted, they didn't want to, you still kind of, that's like, oh.
And I get it, though.
What, from the listener's perspective?
Yeah.
Ooh, give it to me.
It's just like, if nothing's going on and you're, again, when you reminisce about a past lover, it's always, like, the best. Everything was spectacular.
I disagree.
Really?
I can think of, like, three exes off the top of my head where I could name you nothing but bad things.
I could think of only, like, my last, like, four before I got married are, like, very fine people in my head. And I can't help it. Nothing, like, even though I know, like, the one, realistically, if I had to really boil it down, she was terrible. But, like, in my head, it was very, like...
She was terrible.
She was. It was, like, the sex was passionateless.
Oh.
She, like, used to wear her socks during sex because she had eczema.
Oh, dear.
And yeah, like, it was just, like... that was funny. But, like, yeah, it was, like, I remember that fondly now.
Why?
I don't know. Enough time has passed where it was... It's adorable now and not, like... My God, like, you're really bringing us down as a unit. Yeah, it was, I don't know, yeah.
I mean, I guess, well, because those are sort of more superficial flaws that you're pointing out as well. Well, the passionate sex is not superficial, but the wearing socks because she has eczema on her feet is, you know. Stop it!
But
piece of shit.
I'm sorry.
All right.
But yeah, the cutting of the fridge, I'm letting that go. I'll get a handyman to try to fix all of it, and I'll just never call the person again. And
really? So you're not going to text him?
No.
You're not even going to say, like, hey, thanks for cutting all my shit? Or, oh, you know what? Not that. No. But damn. So you just, wow.
You just got to roll with it. That one is on you. And then
Okay.
Would you be able to do that?
I don't know. I think at first I'd be so hurt.
Hurt?
Yeah.
What, you thought this was, like, your shot back in?
I mean, I don't know even about that, but just the fact, like, you just had the best sex of your life, you said. You guys, you go to sleep, you have this, like, sort of wake up and they're gone.
Have you ever done that? The wake up and, like, feel the pillow and nobody's there?
No, but I've left.
Oh, like, sneak out at nighttime?
Not sneak out, but, like, we finish and she's like, hey, you're gonna sleep here? And I'm like, oh, I got a long ride. And then I don't.
Jeez, let me just grab a quick cold towel. I'm out of here.
You can just give me our damn towels and we can be on our way.
Who gets the towels in the divorce?
The pussy towels.
Yeah. Oh, man. I could never do that.
What if it's a hookup situation?
Still, I'd feel like I need to stay.
You're literally the one who has told me that at a hookup, they should not be sleeping over.
They shouldn't.
So then why would you say that
because
you're going to sleep
there?
Because
I don't want to be like a generic guy. There is a game I'm playing, and I can't be like the same guy that was here before me.
Wait. But you're just a hookup. So, okay. So you've said to me before, because I've told you, I do not like hookup culture. Mm-hmm. It's not for me. Mm-hmm. And you said you just needed a hotter hookup. Mm-hmm. I've had multiple hot hookups now. Still not a fan of it.
That's true.
And
you've been killing it.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And you and I leave, and then you tell me how shitty I am for not spending the night.
Yeah.
Or if they do spend the night by me, and then you're like, oh, you shouldn't be doing that. They shouldn't be sleeping over your house. They shouldn't be there.
Okay. They can spend the night, but then you're like waking up and like making them pancakes and like giggling in the kitchen.
Dude, what are we supposed to do if we're hungry? What are we supposed to do?
Let's go out to a diner. Let's get some waffles
and then pound
it up and then leave.
So wait. So I could take my $1.50 box of pancake mix and make the pancakes, or I can go and we can drive 20-something minutes to a diner and then spend $30 on breakfast.
And then separate from there. Yeah.
And then I'm going to drive another 20 minutes back to my house for a hookup?
Yeah.
For a hookup?
Okay, this is what you do.
Imagine
you put on your apron, like,
don't
crank the
one.
Aretha Franklin, and then they sit at the table, and you're, like, putting pancake batter on their nose while you're cooking up, like, pancake. You guys are just talking.
I come in there like Tom Cruise with just socks and underwear.
Exactly, yeah. I put on your big-ass shirt, and you're like, cool, baby, cool. And then you're making pancakes. Like, that is not hookup.
We're eating for necessity. We burned our energy. We need food and water.
You know what you need? You need, like, a hookup kit. You need, like, a box of, like, Jimmy Dean sausage biscuits in there.
But I still have to cook it.
No, throw it in the microwave and then push them out the door.
I did just end a hookup with a sandwich.
There you go.
But that was an hour drive for them. They needed food.
Did you put on
Women are different.
Did you put on a plate?
No, I put it in a napkin. I asked them if they wanted aluminum foil. They said no.
Foil. It's so, like, finite.
That's so
Give them Tupperware.
Waste.
At least it makes it feel like I might see you again later to get this. You gotta be sending messages.
First off, no. What? So wait. You tell me you send messages, but I also shouldn't be cooking the breakfast, but I should give them Tupperware so I could see them again? Like, what the fuck?
No, when they're leaving, send a message. Like, hey,
that's
call
crazy.
Me when you get home safe. You don't give a shit if they get home safe. You really don't. You don't.
Michael,
you know you don't.
Don't on the podcast.
You don't care.
That's off the air talk.
No, do you care?
Stop it. Oh, Michael. So I think we're done here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well. Mm. Listener, I'm really sorry. I hope you're able to replace everything. Michael, anything for the listener?
You had it coming.
Oh,
and
it.
You got good sex at the end. Yeah, just take the loss.
I mean, essentially, the ex-boyfriend broke their heart now because they gave him the good sex and cut all their shit.
And you know that sex was better than any sex they ever had
together. They said it was the best sex in their life.
Mm.
Oof.
That's pent-up sex.
He really laid it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know what? That's what I would do, too.
Mm-hmm.
We would have some bomb sex. And then poof.
Poof.
Leave a sandwich and be gone.
There you go.
Here's a salami and cheese, my love. Goodbye.
No mayo, either. Have them choke on it while they drive away from your house. That's the kind of person you are.
Choke on it. Choke on my salami sandwich. Okay. Well, we just want to take a minute to thank everyone. Who we got from Sonnet. We want to thank all the podcasters still making podcasts, all the protesters, all the frontline people, all the essential workers, all the everyone's everywhere doing everything. We love you. We support you. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. We want to draw attention to Homeless Solutions based out of New Jersey. They're providing a hand up, not a handout. They offer shelter, service, and supportive housing to homeless and working poor in New Jersey. We love what they're doing, and we just want to draw attention to them.
And if you want to find them on Instagram and give them a follow, maybe a shout-out, donations, any information on them, you can find them at HSI_NJ. And if you have that website...
Yep, homelesssolutions.org.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. We love you.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Want to be part of the show? Write in at ynbfpodcast@yahoo.com or call us at 707-461-0706. Follow us on Facebook at Your New Best Friends Podcast, Instagram at ynbfpodcast. We can be found on Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to podcasts.